Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is Mike Gaylord. How are you today, Mike?
Just outstanding. What a beautiful day it is. I'm assuming the sun is shining where you are.
It is shining where I am right now, but what about where you are? Where's home base for you, Mike?
Well, actually, home base is Flint, Michigan, of course.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to you right now from Port Huron, Michigan. We have an antique mall here in Port Huron.
And that's
so we're here 7 days a week, but we're coming your way and looking forward to it.
Exactly. You're going to be here to do an antique appraisal. This is sponsored in part by the Ios Guaranac District Library and the Friends of the Whittemore Library. You're coming to town on Saturday, right?
That's correct. We're going to come in to the actually Chamber of Commerce, and the reason we're not holding it at the library is there's not enough room.
Exactly.
So they've allowed us to use the Chamber of Commerce. Our appraisals will get underway at 10:30 Saturday morning, and we'll stay all day till the last person gets taken care of. And we ask people to limit it to two items per family so we can get them all in. But we usually have a pretty good crowd, and we're looking forward to this on behalf of the Whittemore Library.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun event. Again, limited to two per person, and you don't want any firearms either, right?
Well, we do that for safety reasons, for everybody's safety, even the person bringing the gun, because they always say they're not loaded,
right?
But we want to be certain. So what we're doing on firearms is if people want to take the information off the barrel or the butt of the gun, they want to take pictures, bring pictures, we can give them a pretty good idea of value. But we're going to appraise everything else, Kevin, from coins. A lot of people like to bring coins. And actually, if they decide to sell them, they can get cash on the spot. But the bottom line is we want to be able to give them appraisals. Now, we'll see everything from pottery to furniture to coins, you name it, and we'll appraise it, even artwork. A lot of people have pictures hanging behind the sofa, and they want to know if they're worth anything. So we'll be doing that as well.
All right. They need to reserve in advance, though, for this, right? They can't just walk in. You want to make sure you know how many people are coming, and so you can plan accordingly.
Well, actually not. Kevin, here's what we do. We put a sign-in sheet right at the front door. People can come and sign in. We take them in the order that they come, but they can come anytime. They don't have to make any advance reservation. We're doing something else kind of unusual. If any of the antique dealers or collectible dealers up in that area or anywhere want to come and set up on the grounds of the Chamber of Commerce, we're only asking them that they make a $25 donation to the Whittemore Library.
Oh, very good.
So we don't know if anybody's coming or not. We just kind of put that out there. I would like to take a quick second and thank Richardson Ford and Richardson Chevrolet. They're helping support the event, and along with Chemical Bank. So we give them a big thank you.
Very good. Antique appraisals going on from 10:30 to 3. That is this Saturday, and that's at the Whittemore Chamber of Commerce at 405 East Sherman in Whittemore. It's going to be a fun event. Just come on out, bring a couple of items if you want to have them appraised, and they will do so there, and they'll have some refreshments and more. Again, call 756-3186, and it's sponsored by the Ios Guaranac District Library and Friends of the Whittemore Library. And Mike Gaylord, Mike, we appreciate your time today, and I'm sure you'll have a lot of business come Saturday when it comes to appraising those antiques.
We're looking forward to it, Kevin, and thank you very much for allowing us to be on your radio station.